The official situation is that we received a bid, two bids, both that have been rejected, and one of the clubs has come back to us, and we're in negotiations with them, and there's still quite a bit of work to do, but it's we believe that another bid is due to come in today. It hadn't come in this morning, but we're in negotiation with one club at the moment, and I suppose we expect that probably over the next 3 or 4 days to see how it'll pan out. It's not going to be clear cut, that's for sure, because there's a lot of talking to be done. Brian is aware of it, and he understands because it is complicated. So that's really where it's at. But personally, do I think he'll be gone across channel in the next number of weeks? I would expect that he will. And you know, which would for and I suppose what we have to make sure is that as a club that we get the proper deal. We certainly hope that Brian will get a good deal, and I suppose overall it's just that I suppose he gets the move that we feel will be good for us and good for him, and that it'll be a good progression for him, and that's where it's at the moment.
Is it a huge distraction at the moment in between having lost to the league leaders and playing Pats, the champions, Friday night?
I would say no, because we briefed it on Monday morning to the players and told them that obviously this will be in the papers for quite a while. There'll be lots of speculations, there'll be lots of figures mentioned, most of it won't be accurate. And so the players were told first thing that the situation, and bar the day-to-day slagging that's going on every day with Lenny and the lads telling them that they'll be over visiting them and he'd be taking them out and the whole lot. It's been good banter, so I would say no, you know.
Certainly, it's some of the money they're saying he's going to get into.
Well, sure.
He'd be able to fly him over.
With some of the figures I'm hearing, I might go over myself, you know. So,
John, I think you suggested that whoever takes him might loan him back to you for the rest of the season. Is that something that you'd be pushing for in negotiation?
It's very complicated because there's lots of different issues, and you see, I suppose the difference is compared to the old days when you just had two clubs talking to each other. No, you have managers talking to each other, the chief executives talking to each other, the agents talking to each other. It's so complicated, and I suppose the problem is that, you know, in the old days it was just two people, you just did a deal. Now there's so many people involved, and they're all have to get their own cut and their own. So you've the agents on their side, the agents on the side over here, the players' agents. So it's from that point of view, it's very, very delicate. It's very hard to predict. And I suppose from my point of view it's frustrating, you know, because it would be much better and clearer for the player if you could just do a direct deal, but that isn't possible at the minute. And but at the same time, to be fair, the club we're speaking to at the moment, we're getting on quite well and we're moving along, and we certainly hope that maybe, you know, that within the next 3 or 4 days something might be sorted. But I couldn't say either way at the moment, to be honest, and that's being honest. Ideally, from my own point of view, I certainly don't want to lose him. It would be great to keep him to the end of the season. But I'm really, you know, at the same time, I'm realist in the sense that, look, you know, if the club that he goes to say, we're not interested, yeah, we want him 100%, you can do nothing about it. And to be fair to Brian, look, at the most important thing from my point of view is that if he gets a progressive move, that we'll support him and I'll support him, and that's where we're at, really.
And John, who has the final call on whether a figure is acceptable or not to the club? Is that you, or is it Tony Murphy, or is it the board? Or?
I suppose it's a combination. Uh-huh. And I suppose I'm a football person, you know, but I do understand that money is part of it. I suppose Timmy's role is running the club, and he's doing a brilliant job at running the club, and it's very difficult, and he has to pull the strings. So I suppose, and he has to feed back to the board, and of course everyone has their own viewpoint, but I suppose, but realistically, I believe from our own point of view, from the club point of view, that we're not going to be, you know, we've already expressed to the club that we've rejected the two offers that have come in, but we've already spoke to one club and saying, look at lads, you know, it's not like we're looking for a gross amount of money. Yeah. Just give us a bit more and we'll try and do a package with you over a period of time. I think that's the way you have to try and do these deals nowadays. And I suppose historically, as you know, with all the players we've lost over the years, mainly because the club were in financial trouble, is that there was never add-ons. And what we have to try and do is do a structured deal that down the road, that hopefully that if Brian moves, he gets to a higher level and gets to play international football and it gets moved on elsewhere, that we're rewarded. And that's probably what you have to look at, you know.
And is Brian still out for Friday?
He is. He's training with us.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant, and he's in great form and in great condition. And he's asked me to include him for Friday night. But medically, I've been told that I shouldn't. And I suppose I have to act responsibly here. And, you know, he's a young boy, and while he's keen to play, and while I'd like him to play, I suppose, looking from my experience and whatever, you know, I'm not going to have him involved Friday night. I'm going to wait until the following week against Derry just to give him the full all clear. And I was just, you know, I've been told that he probably, by Sunday, he's going to have the all clear, but... So I'm not going to use him Friday night.
So is it safe to assume we've seen the last of Ministry shirts off?
Maybe not. My understanding is that, as I said to you, it's a complicated deal. But you know, I suppose from a football point of view, from a Cork City point of view, I'm working and talking the best I can to see is there a way that I can keep him till the end of the season. But I don't know. I suppose I'll have a better idea next week. You know what I mean? But I suppose that's the angle I'm trying to come at. So I couldn't say whether it is or isn't at the moment.
Which are ongoing at the moment? Are they with the Premier Division club or with the Championship club?
Premier.
And are we far after Mark with Hull and Brighton? Or are we away after Mark with them? Keep cropping up.
Well, there's been a lot of teams have cropped up, and a lot of teams have watched them, and like there's been five Premier clubs have all been over to watch them. So the problem for me, lads, unfortunately, while
clubs don't want the word out yet.
Well, to be fair, it's a business deal, and it isn't up to Cork City. You know, when you're in business, it isn't up to Cork City to name the clubs that are involved. If the clubs that come in want to propose, or want to say that they have put in a bid, but yeah, from our point of view in business. It's bad manners, and it's not businesslike to say what clubs have come in. If the other clubs want to say it, fine, but we can only go and say that it's like we've already said, there's a Championship club, we've already said there's a Premiership club, and really, you know, I can't name those clubs, you know. So look, there's a lot of speculation, you know, out there, and everyone knows the clubs that have watched them will say. We all know Arsenal watched them, we all know Hull watched them, we know Tottenham have watched them, we've realised that Man United have watched them, okay, which came about. We've known that Everton have watched them, and we've known that Villa have watched them. So and they're all clubs that have contacted us, sent people over to watch them. So like, you know, so they're all direct clubs outside of a host of Championship clubs. As well,
Wigan
have watched them. Bournemouth, Leeds, they've all watched them. Yeah. But the problem, I suppose, that
it's all 92.
It is, yeah. But the one thing, what I would say, are the Premier clubs that watched them, the clubs themselves have watched them, personnel from their clubs, as opposed to some of the Championship clubs that would have an agent saying that, oh, he's representing Leeds. They are the Premier clubs. They have all sent a direct employee of their club to come and watch him.
So United, Everton, Arsenal.
Correct.
What else did you say?
Tottenham, Hull, Villa. Yeah, they've all sent someone directly to watch him. Yeah. And you see, it is delicate because when clubs send the word out that they're coming to watch him, you see, then they come to watch him for a period of time. That's what they do over here. You know, it's not like, you know, that they just, you know, walk into the Championship in England and buy a player over here, then they come and watch him, and he's been watched for quite a period of time, and you know, thankfully his form has been very good while he's been playing. And but at the same time, it's one of those ones that even though he's been watched 2 months ago, you'd imagine things would have happened quicker. But it's only this week that when the first bid came in, then the next bid came in, and then all of a sudden we're after receiving calls from other clubs, even though they haven't bid yet, they're wondering. Because it's one of those situations that, you know, they're afraid now they might miss out. So that's why it could lead to that by tomorrow morning or Friday, we could have two other bids that could come in at the money that we're looking for, and he could be gone. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But at the moment, I can only tell you, honestly, of the one club that we are in negotiations with, and we've already spoke to yesterday evening and again this morning, and it is ongoing, and it's going okay.
After the huge disappointment of Friday night and a big game coming up, obviously going to be 10-0 without Gary Buckley suspended and Darren Dennehy, you're saying Lenny is out as well. What was morale like when you got back to training on Sunday?
I know you're probably sick of me saying this, but I've been very lucky in the sense that the players that we have at this club and are representing the city and county of Cork are really, really good guys. They train really hard and they're just fantastic guys to deal with. And again, no different than last week when the training was good. We trained this week, Sunday, Monday. The training sessions were excellent. Everyone was disappointed. Obviously, there was a feeling nationally that we're out of the running. Personally, I don't feel that. And I think the players feel that, you know, that maybe they've been written off, and we're hoping that we've trained very, very well again this week and again this morning. And I think the players feel that, you know, maybe that last Friday night we were a little bit unlucky, but just still at the same time, you have to move on. And I think everyone knows, again, this week it's a crucial game for us. You know, it's not only crucial to stay in second position, it's crucial for us to stay in there from a European point of view, because obviously, you know, with the change of managers, with Rovers getting a new manager, and Pats, after winning the last two games, after coming back on the rebound, and you look at Derry, all of a sudden have got three or four results together, and you say to yourself, if they string another three or four wins together, they might come back into the pack. So it's very, very delicate. But look, I think we know, again, Pats, champions last year, we drew them start of the year, we lost with a last minute goal in injury time above there. We know how difficult it is. They're a very strong team, play great passing football. So I think we know how difficult it's going to be. But at the same time, after the performance the previous week against Bohemians, when we played very poorly, I think leaving the ground last Friday night, I think it was fair to say that Dundalk were a very good side. But I think over the 90 minutes, we probably deserved the draw. And I think the lads felt that. So hopefully Friday night we can give another high energy performance, and hopefully this week we can get the result.
Yeah, the crowd were magnificent last Friday night, and everybody's needed again, aren't they, in Turner's Cross this Friday night, because a return of 1 point from the four games so far against Pats and Dundalk, like, a victory is paramount this week.
Yeah, I suppose a lot has been made that it's you know, we've taken 1 point out of the four games. I think, to be fair, and I've said this, that the very first game of the season, we had 10 men for half an hour. And the second game against St. Pat's, we lost to a 94th minute goal. The 4-0 game against Dundalk, there's no dispute over. And then you look at last week's game. So, why one point out of 12 looks a poor return. When you look at the matches, you'd say to yourself, well, we possibly were a little bit unlucky in some occasions, but the facts are it's 1 out of 12, and you're right, we need to bounce back. But to be fair, I think that we're close, we're not far off, and like the one thing I keep saying about the crowd, you know, and I honestly believe, I think the crowd can see that this year's team, you know, there's a link between the crowd and the team. I think if you go back over the years, there was certain years when our followers had a strong link with the team, and I actually believe the crowd this year feel a strong link with the team, because I think they can see there's genuine honesty in that team, and they're really playing their hearts out. And you know, while we were very, very disappointed last week, at the same time we still believe that sort of we're thereabouts. And you know, I suppose Friday night's another one. Obviously we're not stupid. If we lose Friday night, it's going to be a terrible setback, you know, but our focus all week again is to see, can we get the 3 points? And we believe we can. And we certainly need a crowd. And I suppose, unfortunately, you look at it, it just shows you, like, I've been in Turner's Cross last week before the match, and it was raining heavy at the time, and I remember meeting Timmy, and Timmy was saying, it's disappointing, it's raining, the crowd will be down. And says, Timmy, there's no fear about the crowd tonight. You could sense all week people were going, so it didn't matter how heavy the rain was, people were going to turn up last week. And even though it was a knockback, I still believe that this Friday night the crowd will still come out in force, because I think they can sense that, you know, the team are are close to them, they can sense there's a lot of honesty and passion in the team, and I think sort of they know how important they are to us, and hopefully again the crowd Friday night will be big, and we need it to be big.
And no Padraig Sutton this week, don't say anything about
that. I won't, and to be fair, look, at you know, a lot was made at the weekend. It was ironic, I think, that on Soccer Republic that there was no mention of any decision. There was no mention of the handball last kick of the game, which quite clearly in Setanta, both people in Setanta said it was a clear, blatant penalty hit the guy's hand. There was no mention of John O'Flynn's incident, which was quite clearly, as we've seen ourselves on our own DVD, when he was taken out, he was pushed. It's easy to say after as well, it was only a small push. The guy was thrown goal, he was pushed, end of story. But I tell you what, last Monday night I was at a match in Dublin between Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians, and a guy called Rob Rogers ref the match, and took his first yellow card out after 78 minutes. And I thought it was one of the best displays of refereeing. He spoke to the players all night. He could have given out about 6 yellow cards or 7 yellow cards at that point, because it was a feisty Dublin match. Yes. And he just let the game move on. No physio came on the pitch. Guys were going good and hard. And he spoke to players and told them to get up and play away. And I thought it was a great display of refereeing. But then again, I suppose that's the way I like to see it. We know anyway, Friday night, Pat's coming down to us. We have to be careful. As I keep saying, I asked the lads to play with honesty. Unfortunately, I think there might have been preconceived ideas that some people are making in their head, that it's going in over the top or something, which isn't the case. And our record this year, bar in 3 matches, our record of red cards and yellow cards has been excellent. In most games we've ended up with, in most cases, 1 to 2 yellow cards, bar 3 matches where we've had 1 official. And so that's I want to leave it at that. But at the same time, I said to the lads this week, let's get focused, let's get back to working hard as we've been doing last week and we've been doing all season, and try and put in a good performance, and hopefully we can get the result on Friday night.
Any other injuries apart from Brian?
Gavin Kavanagh didn't train this morning, and obviously Rob Lehan is probably 2 or 3 weeks away from being available, and Garrod is back in with us this week. He's trained every day, so after coming back in last Friday, which was tough for him because he gave an outstanding display, yeah. But they just got caught for a bit of match sharpness, so obviously he's had no reaction, which has been good. So Rob has really been the only fella that's going to be out for another little while.
Okay. And Killian Marathon, it's fully fit,
Killian is fully fit, yeah.